MTV Cast.
Good morning, Joe, and anyone who may be tuning in cares to listen. Here on the Rockstar 270 still. Let's see, let me go look at the computer. But just crossed over our first 24 hours. That was something else. Hats off to Rob. Got a pretty brute course out here, but on the other hand, it is super beautiful. But let's see, it looks like we 103 miles in our first 24 hours, and we're looking at about 11,917 feet of elevation, and we're currently standing at 1,400 feet. So we're down in the valleys. Just took a little break to try to finally break down to get off our bikes and filter some water, but our filters are frozen. But anyway, back to the course. So obviously, everyone probably knows we spent most of our day in the snow yesterday. It got pretty deep up on, I think it's called Reddish or Reddit's Knob and Flagler or Flagpole Mountain or something. That's kind of where it all started, but that's up there. And we finally made it into the store. I didn't get to call you guys there. That wasn't great service. We hung out at the mountain store, some coffee, a little bill out of there and all that. Just watched a bunch of riders come through. And so I finally loaded back up and headed out with the old cycling submarine or submariner. And so we all kind of did our thing for a while and had some gnarly hike, pick up some, I don't know, it seemed like 4 inches of snow, some mass confusion here and there, hard to keep the course. We ran into several dead end, like where tire tracks would just vanish and disappear. Ran several of those things. And then we went, I don't know what the hell happened, but several people did it. They showed us on course and off course, but we had to literally descend the steepest thing ever, steeper than any climb we've been up. I mean, we just literally walked down the mountain power line right down the mountain face. It was something else. It was pretty pretty crazy. There was brush and briar everywhere. About a foot of leaves, and it was still hot, not asleep yet. We did stop off about 5 this morning and built a fire, and my teammate Jonathan seems to refound himself. He found his legs again now. I'm worried if I can keep up. I'm starting to feel the pain a little bit, but he's looking good, so maybe he'll drag me through today. And anyway, we're shooting towards, I believe it's called Covington. Should be into town here pretty soon, and of course I'm going to try to go live, and I'll probably maybe call back in. Anyways, if anyone's listening, any other riders might see this out on the route, do call in Mountain Bike Cast. We're all we'd love to hear everyone's side of the story. So anyway, good luck to all the racers, whoever's still out there. I haven't even viewed track leader, but we're about to back on it. So all right, thanks, see y'all later.